You did exactly what I said. You surrounded yourself with great people. And I would say the greatest accomplishment that I've done in my life is to be able to advise people like you how to better yourself and how to make yourself a better person and how to be able to run a business intelligently, how to work with people, how to grow people, how to find talent, and how to move that talent along to the next level.
Welcome, everyone, to Crazy Good Turns. This is the podcast that recognizes and celebrates people who do great things for others. I'm your host, Frank Blake, and today we have a very, very special guest, someone who is truly an outstanding entrepreneur and philanthropist and has touched the lives of truly millions and millions of people. It's Bernie Marcus, founder of The Home Depot, and also author of a new book called Kick Up Some Dust, Lessons in Thinking Big, Giving Back, and Doing It Yourself. And as listeners to the podcast know, we've given away over 100 copies of Bernie's book. We're going to be giving away more copies. The first 100 that we gave away went out in a matter of hours. And we asked listeners to pre-record questions or comments for Bernie. And we've got a great group here. And if we don't get to everyone, I apologize in advance. We're going to start with a question from the current CEO of Home Depot, Ted Decker.
Hi, Bernie. This is Ted Decker. I couldn't be happier helping run the incredible company you founded, nurtured, and grew. We have 500,000 associates at the Home Depot today. And you have positively impacted the lives of millions of associates and tens of millions of customers over the years. And we all can't thank you enough. One of the values you taught us was the importance of giving back, and your philanthropy is legendary. Thank you for the Aquarium, Grady, the Marcus Autism Center, Shepherd, and Avalon, among so many other contributions. A question for you, Bernie. What are your strongest passions today, and what is your philanthropy focused on today? Thank you.
All right. Ted, great talking to you. I think my greatest passion is, number one, staying alive. At 93, that's no small feat. Keeping the reaper away from the door is a tough job as you get older, and it gets older, it gets harder, but I'm going to continue doing it. I think that all of the things that I've done the last 20 years since I left the Home Depot have put me into the position of trying to do even more. We did some outstanding things, as you mentioned, like the Marcus Autism Center, the Stroke Center at Grady, Shepherd Center. They're all breakthroughs in some way or other. But out of it, I know that we saved, thousands of lives. Who knows how many? I don't know. We changed the lives of thousands of people. There are some other issues out there that are just as severe and difficult. One of them that we're tackling now is traumatic brain injury. If you all watched that game with Miami, remember where Tua got knocked out on the field? Well, he had traumatic brain injury. And they don't talk about it much. But once you have it, it doesn't go away. It stays with you. You're dizzy. You don't sleep. You have balance problems. You don't function well. You can't stand noise. Imagine being in a football stadium with the noise. A light, it bothers you. Well, veterans that came back from the war, these young men and women that put their lives on the line, were exposed to those kind of things on a daily basis. And when they came back, there was no treatment for them. Nobody had a treatment for them. While we were investigating this thing, we found out that no hospital has a treatment for traumatic brain injury, which is the most amazing thing I've ever heard. In other words, if you have cancer in a pinky, there are 75 specialists who could take care of it. But if you have a traumatic brain injury through a car crash or something really dramatic like that, there's no place to go. And so we set this unit up. We have the head of our medical foundation working on it. We have great people. And we now have come up with an actual strategy of dealing with this, where people can, in fact, find solace, where it could change their lives. And we know we have the data that proves it, that almost 90% of the time, we can send them back to regular life, where they can function, be family people, earn a living, be around their families, be around their mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers. And this goes to medical and military, and it goes to civilian. It's a big deal. I would say, Frank, and you know you're involved with this, it's probably the biggest thing we ever tackled, because there is no protocol in the United States right now or the world for traumatic brain injury. And we're attacking it. And if we can do this, and if we can change the dynamics, we will change the lives of millions of people. And this is the next big thing that we're working on, among others.
Well, that is a great question from Ted and a phenomenal answer. I've got another question teed up here from a longtime Home Depot associate. And it's both a question and a long comment. And we thought, Brian and I thought about, do we edit these questions down? And we thought, nope, we're going to give you the whole comment plus the question.
Hi, Bernie. This is Crystal Hanlon. We first met over 37 years ago on a store walk in Houston, Texas. I remember it like it was yesterday because I was so amazed at your passion and care for our people and love for our depot and our customers. On that walk, I asked you about leadership and how to be the best. I remember you told me a great piece of advice. You said, Crystal, surround yourself with people better than you. Take care of your people and they will take care of the customer, and everything else will take care of itself. I got to tell you, Bernie, I have lived by this lesson throughout my 37 years here with our depot, and I've been blessed beyond measure. I get to ask you a question. Bernie, you have had an amazing career and done so many awesome things in this life, giving back and making a difference. If I asked you today what was your greatest success that has given you the most reward, what would that be and why? Bernie, words can never convey my thanks to you and all you've done to make a difference in my life and the lives of the many people in our depot. You have given us an opportunity of a lifetime and forever changed our lives. We love you, Bernie.
Well, Crystal, I love you too. You did exactly what I said. You surrounded yourself with great people. And I would say the greatest accomplishment that I've done in my life is to be able to advise people like you how to better yourself and how to make yourself a better person and how to be able to run a business intelligently, how to work with people, how to grow people, how to find talent, and how to move that talent along to the next level. You've learned those lessons, and in 37 years, you've turned out to be a superstar at Home Depot. And God bless you. Keep going. You're terrific.
And that is exactly right, Bernie. She is a superstar, and she does follow your advice. She's great. She's just terrific. We've got another one. This is, again, more of a comment than a question, but it's from somebody I know you'll recognize, long time, one of the early associates at Home Depot.
Hey, Bernie. This is Tom Taylor. I started out as a part-time associate in the Home Depot back when I was in high school, which is too long ago to remember. It was my first real job. I spent 24 years with the company, held really every operating position in the company. I moved 8 times, eventually ran all the stores in the U.S., and spent my last 3 years of the company as the head merchant. Home Depot really has taught me everything about how to run a business, about how to treat people right, and how to be a merchant first. I just wanted to share a quick story. I don't know if you remember, I'm sure you don't, but you walked my department in the 1980s when I was in high school. I was in the middle of a big decision on whether or not I was going to go to college. At that time, you told me that I'd be crazy to go to college, that Home Depot would teach me more than I could learn anywhere that I went, and I could make more money at Home Depot than any degree that I could earn would make me. And both proved to be true. I just can't thank you enough for creating a company where really anyone can be anything. I wake up every day just kind of in shock of kind of what I've been able to achieve because of the Home Depot and because of your guidance, your leadership, and your friendship. So thank you for everything that you've done for me and my family.
Well, now you don't have to worry about the loan forgiveness.
That's great.
Yeah, you had the stuff, Tom. Tom, you could see it in you. It was inside of you. I knew you were a great merchant. I knew you were a great leader of people. You could see it. Going to Harvard Business School would have been a total waste of time. Trust me. It would have been absolutely thrown away money and thrown away years of your life. You could never have learned anything at Harvard that you learned at Home Depot. And look at you today. You're a very successful businessman. You're the epitome of a really good businessman that runs a smart, intelligent business. You give back to the community. You followed all the precepts that we taught you at Home Depot. I'm sorry you left Home Depot. Believe me, you're one of the guys I lost. And you're the biggest loss, I think, ever. But, you know, somewhere, some way, you come back together. And I'm happy that you remember all these stories. And recently, when we had lunch, we talked about it. Isn't it amazing, Tom, that how many people at Home Depot, if you walk a store, Frank, you and I talked about it. You walk a store, that probably, I would say 80% of the people are not college graduates, high school graduates. And believe me, they're making more than some PhDs that were out there. Many of them multimillionaires, many of them bought their houses, paid off their families' houses, sent their kids to school, have had a successful career. It could only happen at a place like Home Depot. And you were one of the ones that helped us start it. And for that, I will always remember you and owe a debt of gratitude to you.
And for our listeners who might not know, Tom is the CEO of Floor & Decor. And so he's been hugely successful in his own right.
A competitor.
Well, a competitor.
One of the few I talk to.
Yeah. As you say, Bernie, we were sorry that he ever left Home Depot, but he is somebody who's he's a great example of the American dream every single day being played out on the floors of Home Depot. So got another. I think one of the things I love about your book is that it's full of great advice, and so here's another one that is from a longtime tenured associate. Just on what he learned from working with you at Depot.
Hi, Bernie. This is Bob Penn, and I'm a 40-year tenure associate, and I met you multiple times early in my career. I finally remember one time back in 1984, I was a department manager of paint in our Hollywood, Florida store. And with 8 stores only for the company then, you're in the store quite often. On this particular day, multiple people called out sick, and I was the only person working in paint that day, and I was running around. I looked up and you were right there with me helping customers. This wasn't just a few minutes either. You spent the entire day working side by side with me, which is an example that I try to live up to this day. Thank you for leading by example.
I think that's such a great story because you do. I've walked a lot of stores with you and you set that example every store walk in terms of helping customers.
I hope, Frank, I didn't screw up the paint.
Yeah, there were a lot of returns after that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I hope the customers were happy. But that's the whole thing. When, Frank, when you walk a store, I walk a store, Arthur walks a store, Pat Farah, our key was always take care of that customer. Don't don't sit around and talk to each other. If a customer's out there and needs help, you go and you help them. It was a set of example, and I've done that multiple times, not always successful because I don't have the skills in the stores that you people have, but I do my best, and at least I smile a lot and treat the customer well. And no customer's ever said to me, "You don't know what the hell you're doing." So I came out okay. That's the whole spirit of the Home Depot, is to be there for the customer. And I'm glad you learned that lesson. And congratulate you on all the years that you've been with Home Depot.
So, Bernie, the next question comes from someone I've gotten to know over the last few years. He runs a public company, REIT, that focuses on real estate for retail. And he's a real student of leadership. He sends me books on interesting leaders and the like. And he actually listens to this podcast. And his name is Bill Lenihan. And he sent in this question.
Bernie, how have you organized your time in a way that is exceptional? For example, for Frank, his time writing thank you notes to Depot team members is out of the ordinary. Thank you. Bill Lenihan.
No, I think that my one priority is, it good for business or not? I will tell you, I'll get a little, Frank, I'll get a little off the side here. We have a lot of demands on us. CEOs, people that operate businesses, people want us involved in different charities. They want us to make speeches. They want us to go to conventions and do things like that. My bottom line was, number one, is this good for Home Depot? Does this help Home Depot? If it didn't help Home Depot, I didn't do it. I never went on these junkets or conventions or made speeches where you get up and you pontificate about how great your company is. That bullshit never worked with me. And so I just would say, the bottom line, what does this do for Home Depot? Does it create value? If it creates value, I'll do it. If it doesn't create value, I will not do it. And so in many cases, I was a pariah. People wouldn't even ask me after a while. In fact, people would say to me, "Don't ask him, he's a waste of time," which was good. That was good.
That's a great answer. That's a great answer, and probably one that other CEOs and leaders could learn from. So our next question is from someone you know very, very well, Bernie, the prior CEO of Home Depot just before Ted, Craig Menear, who did such a brilliant job over 8 years leading Home Depot.
Hi, Bernie. It's Craig Menear. Bernie, I first met you 25 years ago as a young merchant on one of your famous Bernie Roadshows. I was so impressed with your focus on our culture and urgency around our customers and associates. Thank you for creating such a wonderful, amazing company with an incredible culture that I had the privilege to work for all these years. Bernie, giving back is one of our core values, and you've done so much. I know you've been focused on veterans. What are you most excited about with your philanthropic work in the veteran space?
Well, you know, think about this, Craig. And I know Home Depot is very much involved with the veterans area. You've done so much with veteran housing, trying to find jobs. But when you have a veteran that's non-functioning, that can't keep a job, can't keep his family, is not able to play with his children, not able to be out in society, that's tragic. And this is something that I feel very, very strongly about. This is what I'm going to spend the rest of my life doing. I hope this is the legacy that I could leave along with the foundation. And everybody on my foundation is working toward this, including Frank Blake, who is the vice chair. This is a goal that, if we can accomplish it, we will change the lives of millions of people.
Well, and again, I hope everybody does take a chance to read Bernie's book, because the what you're doing is so extraordinary for the veterans across many other areas where you've also made amazing contributions. And that leads to the next question, which is from John Hoppert, who's the CEO of Grady, and you've transformed that institution and areas of healthcare where they operate.
Hey, Bernie, this is John Hoppert, President and CEO of Grady Health System. I so value the interactions I have had the privilege of sharing with you. I really cherish the discussion Pete Krill and I had with you about what is working and what is not working in the U.S. healthcare system. As always, your insights were right on target. Your generous gifts to Grady established trailblazing research into thrombolytic stroke treatment, resulting in a global shift in how these types of strokes are managed. As a result, multitudes of patients worldwide have walked away from a stroke fully restored to their original health status. Those patients and all of us at Grady are forever grateful to you for advancing this important life-saving treatment. My question for you is this: what is your greatest source of pride or satisfaction from your donations to Grady? Again, thank you for your ongoing support of Grady and for your steadfast support of science that improves the human condition.
Well, thank you, John. One of the things we ought to think about is what's happening right now with the closing down of the, what is the hospital, Frank?
Atlanta Medical Center.
That's a tsunami that's going to hit Grady. And isn't it wise that we had increased the trauma center, the Marcus Trauma Center, the emergency room, well before this? If that hadn't happened, think about what would have happened. Could have handled. So, you know, the key here, John, is not only to prepare for today, but prepare for eventually something that might happen that you should be prepared for. And I think that one of the things that we talked about was that made this a very effective, efficient operation where we could double the amount of people we're going to take care of. And you're going to have to do it now. And I understand you're doing a great job already. I understand they're piling in now, but I think that from what I've heard, you've already hired a lot of the doctors and nurses from that organization and brought them over, and you continue to do a good job. The other thing is, you know, we learned from our friend that died, who was the chairman before you, Frank, Pete Carell, that you plan for the future. And I think Pete was one of the great planners, and he put together a good board. If you have a good board and you have a great executive team, you can accomplish a hell of a lot. Nobody does it by themselves. Nobody's by himself. Home Depot wasn't me. It wasn't Arthur. It wasn't Pat Farah. It wasn't Ron Brill. It was a combination of all of us together, working together as a team. And I think that you did that at Grady. And God knows, if it wasn't for Grady now, where the hell would the city of Atlanta be? Dead in the water.
Well said, Bernie. And just the other thing that I would call attention to in John's comment is, you know, a lot of us, as we think about your impact on this world, we think about Home Depot and the hundreds of thousands of associates. But as John points out, there are untold numbers of patients around the world that now get different treatment for stroke and are returning to normal lives that they would never have had that opportunity. I mean, just an extraordinary change that you really kicked off at Grady. So, amazing story. An amazing story. We will go next to someone you know really well, Bernie, another great leader at Home Depot, Anne-Marie Campbell.
My question for Bernie is a long, long, great history of doing great things. But what has been your proudest moment? A moment that you remember and smile every time you remember that moment.
Anne-Marie, first of all, I love you. You are the personification of everything we work for. I would tell you that every time Home Depot comes out with another surprising quarter, I think about the 500,000 people that have created it and how many great people like you, Anne-Marie, were participants in it. It could not happen without you. And, you know, all the things that I do, you know, I made a speech once in front of the, Frank, I think when you were there, and I talk about all the things that we accomplished with my foundation, it's all based on the profitability of the Home Depot, how well the Home Depot did, how well, how many, what earnings they were, what their dividends were. This is what pays for the foundation. So everything I do with Kicking Up Dust, this book, everything I've done in it is all Home Depot. If it hadn't been for the Home Depot, none of this would have happened. So I have to say my proudest thing is being part of Home Depot, helping create it, helping nurture it, and helping to get to where it is today, which is one of the great companies in America, by far, in so many different ways, not just return on invested capital, not on the metrics, but on the kind of people that they have at Home Depot. People like you, Anne-Marie, people who give with their heart, people who live their lives the way you would want to see them live their lives, caring about other people, worrying about other people, helping other people create lifestyles. And all of those things are part of what I'm proud of.
So the next question I want to tee up with this background, because in my experience with you, Bernie, one of the things that makes you so distinct is the way you teach is so memorable. When you, the lessons you taught me, and I know the lessons you taught many other associates, are just burned into their minds because you have a very, you just have a great way of dynamically showing something. So this is a long tee up from an associate, but I thought it was worth playing because you get some sense of how you convey lessons to people.
Well, Bernie, this is Debbie Rambeau. We met in 1987 at Store 4. You know, 39 years ago, we met during a store walk, and the store manager at the time was Bob Wallace. And he wanted to make sure I packed down the lipo vial before your store walk. And I stayed overnight and hadn't gone home when you walked in the door the next day. And I was so proud of that aisle. And as soon as you walked in, you immediately turned right into the hardware aisle. And everyone looked at each other like, what just happened? We all rushed to where you were at. And your eyes were fixated at this one section that clearly had plenty of out of stocks. You looked at me and you said, Debbie, please go get me a piece of paper and some tape. And as I turned, I heard all kinds of noises. You were removing all the peg hooks where there was no merchandise and they were dropping all over the floor. And I handed you the piece of paper and you wrote pegboard sold in lumber and taped it on the pegboard where the product should have been merchandise. And you walked away every time to this day, 39 years later. When I see a side cap at an end of an aisle and there's no product and no empty peg hooks, I want to write pegboard sold in lumber. I personally want to thank you for an email that you sent me 10 years ago of encouragement while I was battling cancer. It really, really, truly meant the world to me. Later, you know, I found out that Kinski told you what I was going through. I have been truly blessed to have learned the Home Depot culture from you, and I pass it on to whom I interact with today. And I just want to say, you know, a huge thank you from me and my family to you and your family, Bernie. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for beating, number one, beating the big C. I think that's more important. Of all the things you said, that is the critical factor, that you had the courage and the foresight and the ability to knock it out. But all of these things that I did on my store walks were all basic. basic stuff, basic 101 retailing. And I'm glad you sucked it up and you walk a store and I don't know, somehow I once told a story. Frank, I may have told you the story. I had an uncanny way of walking along a line and putting my hand up on a shelf and stopping at a product and just taking a product. And from that product, I found out that the manufacturer was lousy. The product was not good. People weren't buying it. It was overpriced. All of things just by touching the product and feeling the product. This is all basic retailing that I tried over the years in my store walks to try to get people to understand. And I'm happy you got the lesson and not only got the lesson, but lived the lesson and made yourself a better person. And God bless you. Hope you're healthy now.
She's terrific. And I just love that pegboard sold in lumber. I think that's such a that's a lesson, as she said, she never forgot. So we've got another store walk comment that's related. Again, another teaching moment. I think you use the floor of the store as a university, as a teaching, as a place to convey learning and knowledge. I mean, it was just brilliant.
This is Giles Bowman. I remember reading in Built from Scratch that you said, "We did not take the customers coming into our stores for granted. We really wanted them back, and our entire service culture developed from that." That service culture was reinforced with me on my first Bernie Roadshow in Houston back in 1997. I was a new merchant with the company about 4 months, so I was waiting in the interior door aisle for you and Pat to walk millwork. I was probably a bit nervous, stressed, maybe excited. I don't know, maybe basket case is the right term. When you guys came into the aisle, I went right into my department review. I was like, "Look, Bernie, a whole bay of 30-inch Luon left-hand doors and a whole bay of right-hands, floor to ceiling, job lot quantities." So as I'm talking, I noticed a customer enter the aisle about 10 bays away, but I kept talking to you. I mean, you were Bernie. I'd only seen you on magazine covers, so you were like a rock star. Bernie, you elbowed me in the arm, and I looked over at you, and with your eyes, you motioned to the end of the aisle. Without saying a single word, you were telling me that the most important person in the store was that customer. The chairman of the board was not important. The customer was. So obviously, I didn't walk to the customer. I ran. Bernie, thank you for teaching us to be passionate about customer service.
That was an old story. It was replayed over and over and over every time I went into a store. Because normally, what I would do is I would leave the group and go take care of that customer and set the stage. And that by doing that, I wanted you to do that when you were walking a store with the people that work for you. Set the example that the customer is everything. If we don't have customers, look, they don't need us. They got lots of competition. They don't have to go to us. They have to, in many cases, they pass a lot of stores to come to us. They have to come to us because, number one, they trust us. They trust us that we'll take care of them. They trust that we'll give them the right product. They trust that we will make sure they're happy with what they bought. And they'll make sure when they walk out of the store, they have everything they need to finish the job that they're doing. That is the creation of Home Depot. And that's why you guys are doing so great today. I mean, you're phenomenal. And by the way, isn't it great to hear people have been there 49 years?
Yeah, exactly.
39 years. Wow.
Exactly. Wow.
That's fabulous.
Exactly. So we'll do two more questions. We got a bunch of questions from vendors, but I'll narrow it down to one, and it's from Jim Hagedorn.
Bernie, I think that if I was going to give a message to you, I think Home Depot, which is an awesome place, is a testament to you and Arthur and Pat and Kenny. And you're really the father of Home Depot. I called my father that when he was alive, the living founder. And we did a lot for the living founder. And we honored him a lot like the living founder. And that's you. And I think you should be so proud of what you've created. And I want to thank you for being a terrific friend of me personally, of the retail world. And I really want to thank you for being a great American. Love you, dude.
Well, thank you. Listen, without great vendors, without the support that we got from our vendors and our producers, getting supplies into our stores, we could never have been successful. The deal here was always the same way. We tried to treat our vendors with love and care. They're important to us, and we never tried to abuse them as many retailers do. We tried to stay above board, help them wherever they needed help, and that helped create their business. As they grew, they became more important to us. And we appreciate all those vendors that kept our stores going all these years. You can't sell product if you don't have it. And many, as we know, in the last year or two, many stores did not have product, while Home Depot did. It's good. It worked out well because we had the right manufacturers, but we also had the right people in distribution in our company. So thank you very much for your comment.
So actually, maybe I lied. Maybe we'll do two more still.
Hi, Bernie. This is Ed Mary, Home Depot District Services Manager here in South Florida. We've met on several occasions back when I was a store manager at Store 204 in Boca Raton, Florida. I just want to thank you for letting me tag along as you walk with some truly amazing leaders in my store, whether it was Craig Manier, Bill Lemmy, Hector Padilla. Hearing your insight firsthand was truly inspirational for me as a store leader. Other times I'd turn the corner and you'd be standing in the light cloud and we would engage in conversation around product assortment, style, and really trying to nail down a local market focus. That's really stuck with me over the years. And again, I just wanted to say a big thank you from your South Florida Home Depot family.
Well, thank you. And Ed, just remember what you learned and carry on. Keep doing what we did. Keep emulating all the good things that you learned. And all of those good things that you learned will make you a better person and will make the people that work for you love you more and do it because they like you, not because that you're the boss. So those are learning lessons that I, all of my life, I only learned from the best people and tried to forget all the dumb things from the stupid people.
There you go. That's the lesson. That's the lesson. All right, we've got one more question. It's more a comment, but it's, boy, it's a great summation to a lot of these comments.
Hi, Bernie. This is Brock Darby. I'm now a regional vice president for Home Depot, but when we first met, I was going through assistant manager training in Atlanta in 1994. My wife, Trish, also worked for us for 10 years until we had our third child, and we're fortunate enough to have one of us stay home. I have a few favorite memories. The first is how you made sure that the field always had a voice. I can still see you moving around the meeting in a store manager town hall, making us answer the difficult questions. What's broke? What do we need to fix? How do we make it better for the associates? How do we make it better for the customers? It's still a critical piece of who we are, and we still work to do the same today with the same passion you brought. The second favorite memory is how you would tell us at the end of any meeting or any call we are on that you loved us. I can't imagine that you know this, but both Trish and I lost our fathers at pretty early ages, and to this day, we talk about the fact that you, in many ways, filled that role for us as we were growing up through our 20s and 30s. We love you, Bernie, more than you could know, and we're so appreciative of the lives that we've been blessed with through you and through Home Depot. Wishing you the best always, Bernie.
Well, thank you so much for those kind comments, and I'm happy that I was part of your life.
I hope, Bernie, and we've got many more clips that we could play, but this is some indication of just the hundreds of thousands of lives touched by Home Depot, touched by your philanthropy. I'd come back to the book because I do want to encourage everybody listening to this podcast to go out and buy the book because it's a terrific book. and you get some sense of just the energy and passion and knowledge and wisdom that Bernie brings to everything, just everything you do. I like this format of just getting some quotes from people because they're awesome. They're just awesome. It's just people, again, whose lives you changed, like Brock, and everybody who commented. So thank you for your time, Bernie. Thank you for the wisdom in your book. And I don't know if you have any last comments, but this has been a privilege.
How long have you been doing this?
So I've been doing this 6 years now. 6 years.
Wow. 6 years. It's a great idea, Frank. And I will tell you that anybody who's listening, I will tell you that without a question, as I've told you, you were the savior of Home Depot. You're the guy that came in when we had hit rock bottom and brought the company back and set up the new regime that started with Craig Menear and you know, Ted Decker and looking us forward. So all of the things that you heard today, you know, backwards and forwards, it's part of your life and part of your thinking. Congratulations on this. I'm happy to be here today.
Thank you. This is awesome.
God bless you.
God bless you. Wow, that was Bernie Marcus, one of the greatest business leaders and philanthropists of our time. I have to say that as I listened to his comments, I was struck again by what an incredible teacher he is. Wise, humorous, always on point. I know he taught me an immeasurable amount while I was at Home Depot, as he clearly taught many, many others, a tiny fraction of whom participated in the questions today. All of us learned business and life lessons from him. And I want to thank everyone who participated in the episode today. It's truly an amazing group of people. And thank all of you for listening. I would do, frankly, all of the years of podcasts of Crazy Good Turns just for this one episode. It struck me as so great, so interesting. I hope it struck you the same way. And by the way, remember, we're giving away another 100 copies of Bernie's book. And if you don't get a free copy, buy one. It's more than worth it. There's an incredible amount of wisdom in it. As always, I want to thank our production team, Brian Sabin, Megan Hanlon, Score a Score, Stephen Key, and Leslie Nunn, who keeps it all working. Thank them for all their efforts. Until next time, as Bernie would say, kick up some dust. Thank you.